on those. We still have added more on there because we're hoping that you make one mass decision on your timeshares or on your condos.
Okay.
So we're bringing them, and then we're trying to bring in extra people, and then if we still have time, we can start calling all these other people and ask if they'll take their appointment a day early so that we can get this done as quickly as we can.
So on the timeshare, you've got some worked out, some aren't.
Tomorrow.
And then we've got...
Can we see it real quick?
I don't know what
timeshare
you have.
Wesley's got it all. Is this tomorrow the timeshares, Wesley, and the condos?
Yeah, he gave me one already. Thank you. And it was Donna.
Yes.
I think on the 20th,
tomorrow is a lot of time.
I didn't give you tomorrow's.
On the 21st, there's like 50 or 60 in the morning, 50 or 60 in the afternoon, but it'll be two decisions to make.
Is that Dan Ruta and...
That's Creighton plus the one guy that's got like 50.
Is that Dan Ruta?
Is it Ruta or Danner?
Pardon?
Danner or Ruta?
No,
Danner bought.
Danner's 165 Partners.
Okay.
No, this is Steve Creighton is the morning session, and then the afternoon is
Steve Creighton.
And he's right.
I rent from him.
Oh gosh. And he may raise your rent.
I think this is only land. I don't think it's anything with structure.
Oh, it's land. I thought we didn't raise land.
Two structures and the rest are lots.
Did land just?
Two structures,
the rest are lots. We went through just a couple of subdivisions where most of the stuff was sold, and the neighbors were all complaining because they were higher, and we were trying to find out why. And those particular ones, I didn't know they were Mr. Creedon's. He has different names on all of his
property.
Which
doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. So we just made them all equal.
I'm not like personal friends with him where I'd have to recuse. I'm just, it's great. I get to make a decision on my landlord.
But yeah, we're going to try, and we didn't really know how to do it because if they end up talking for 2-3 hours, then we got people waiting. But we thought we could take your teleconferences from the next day and try and move them in.
I didn't think today would last more than 2 hours.
We still haven't received a report from Ulrich. As soon as we get it, we don't get it before you leave, we'll try and email it to you if we get it.
Thank you.
Is there anything you want to try to take up today, or do you just want to get it in the land?
Looking here. When did you say the developer lots, so to speak, are supposed to be? When did you say that was going to happen?
Are you talking
about when the timeshare...
No, he was talking about Steve Creedon's.
Twenty-first is Creedon.
No, this Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday. Okay.
Yeah. All right. And you said those are just. That's
are you
a day.
Make sure you're not here that day?
No, I'm going to make sure I am here that day.
The 5 to 10,000.
Is it the SMB? Okay.
SMBZ. What is? So is that in conjunction with some other?
He's got two or three different companies that are. Running through there.
Right. Is that in conjunction with some other development stuff?
I think the afternoon that day is all condos and one representative for about 50 condos and attorneys.
So far, we're still in the morning.
Who's the attorney, do you know?
Was it Kyle something?
Klusnick? No.
On the 21st.
I can go pull it real quick.
I was just curious as to who it was. It's not that big a deal. I just didn't know who it was.
So who is Uneek?
That's CL Carr.
Unique?
Unique. Sorry. I have my...
No CL?
I don't
know. You didn't eat your Wheaties today, did you?
Right. I mean, CL's a repeat customer of the BOE, so...
That's Arkansas spelling.
Okay. when you're making an LLC, he probably wanted the correct spelling.
Unique.
He wanted the correct spelling, and it was taken in the state.
No, I think that's
probably
exactly what he wanted to do.
Is he into LLC as well?
I know C.L. Carr Jr. has got two or three he's bringing, and there's
into,
different names
on them, so the first one's in the morning, and it's... somebody's planning on being here.
First one is in person, and then the unique.
But it's the same phone number as the second one.
You are correct, sir. Maybe that's a typo, maybe it's not. So is Liquid 8, it's the same phone number.
Yep.
What's the, do you know the BOE number?
We have BOE numbers 2021.
First six.
208.
910.
They all have the same phone number, first six. Have the same
what
phone
day
number.
Is, oh, that's on the I'm looking at the wrong day.
We were here till 8:30 last night putting them in, and our eyes were getting a little cross-eyed.
Oh my god!
Okay, so those are it isn't the same phone number. Okay.
Wow, but they could have. Is it?
It's not the same person.
This here's 208, and this here's its phone number. I don't see is that the same phone number that's on here?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the right one. Okay, look. Let's look under unique.
Which one?
It's the next one. 209. Same phone number.
Yep.
You are right. I bet you those are all car properties. All six of them.
That's the one I thought was her. Look at that. It's GRR.
These all commercial properties, I assume?
Yes. Okay. I think a couple of them were.
We have somebody else. Is this, I mean, is BHL Holdings, is that?
That's Branson Landing, isn't it? BLH.
That's
Branson Landing Holdings. Which I tried to call him last night. They didn't answer my call.
Branson Landing Hotel.
He's actually asking you to raise the price on some of them. And I know he didn't know that I lowered these.
Because there are a lot of them. Like,
he's
the majority
like
of ours tomorrow.
Do we have an... Somebody's gone through on some of these and just went and got everybody to appeal in the whole... Has gone around and told them, and they've
watched it. No, I, he,
those are all owned by
one agent.
HCW.
Yeah,
okay.
All HCW stuff.
And they're representing an HOA or something?
No, they own several units themselves.
Gotcha.
But the Branson Landing, those are a lot of those, it says 200 South Sycamore, those are the condo tells. And if you remember, I lowered everybody. And
okay.
So when I looked at the numbers that he was asking for, some of them were actually higher than what I had them at now.
Well, Susan, if there's any way this afternoon that you might
call
contact some of these people and see if they're agreeable with your numbers, that might be helpful if you could probably reduce some of those. But I guess it's hard to call them and say, hey, you ready? We're probably going to have to do it in the morning.
Well, the CL Car ones.
I mean, we could try. But.
Let's just try getting a hold of them.
Okay, so, Andy, who did the 214? That's you?
You can try calling.
Then he's going to have to help defend it because I've not looked at that day yet.
Yeah, Valerie's budget.
Okay.
I worked on the first 2 days.
She's got about two or three pages.
Yeah.
That's all
I guess he's
going
to go get the paperwork.
I mean, there's others in here that I know I see one nightly rental.
No, the last three pages are nightly rental. Bud, Eden,
Scott Roberts is nightly rental.
Eden Enterprises, LLP.
They're all represented.
All related. We haven't made a decision
think
I guess we have.
No, we tabled that one.
Moving to BOE 208, into LLC.
And I have no idea what we're doing. I'm not ready.
Hello, this is Jeff Reynolds with the Taney County Board of Equalization. Is this CL?
Yes, it is, Jeff. How are you doing?
Hey, doing good. We are a little ahead of schedule for today and thought we would jump into our docket for tomorrow. Did not know if you might be open to that.
I am open to that. There was a supplemental, broker's opinion of value that I was waiting for to provide for you.
Okay.
I don't have that available yet.
Gotcha.
And I think the assessor is saying she doesn't have her stuff here. Because
well, we might just have to wait in that regard. So that would probably be. Do you think you'll have it? Be getting it by tomorrow?
Yeah, they told me that they would have it for me by day's end today.
Okay. We're ahead of schedule. And we're just we're calling a little bit out of order. We just have a massive docket this year, and we're trying to, and got finished and with the days, and we're trying to get ahead of it. Do you plan on showing up in person, or are you planning on being a teleconference tomorrow?
I was planning on doing a teleconference, but if it, I'll be whatever is most efficient for you. So if you want me to be there, I can show up.
Are you ready?
It's either way. We had you down. One said in person, and the rest were teleconference, so I didn't know.
You have six different parcels, or how many do you have?
Yeah, there should be six total. I might have put one that was in person. I think I later changed it to teleconference. There's three of the properties are actually on the same. They're the same group. It's a building and it's a parking lot. And for some reason, it's broken up into three parcels.
I've not even looked at the 14 hardly. I mean, I glanced at it, but I'm not.
And then the others are three different properties by themselves.
All right. Is it true?
Well, at some point it was broken up into that. I don't know why.
Yeah, that's the unique LLC properties that were broken up into three parcels.
Okay.
Got it. And then Liquidate and Into LLC are separate.
Yes, correct. And then there should be a 2330
Country Boulevard, yep.
Country Boulevard LLC, yes.
All right. So you're waiting on some broker price opinion data?
Have you spoke with them on this already?
Yes.
Anybody spoke with them? Have you talked to the assessor at all?
I spoke to Andy on the 30th about these. Unfortunately, it was a little too late. Everything else, we have a pretty significant amount of properties in the area. I didn't really have any disputes. There were a couple that we looked at. And they were able to adjust them. But these, I unfortunately didn't get them in time. So he said, you go ahead and submit to the BOE.
Okay. Is there any?
Well, we'll just wait till first thing.
We'll talk to you first thing in the morning, sounds like.
That sounds great. Yeah, I think that these assessments went directly to the properties and not to my mailing address. So they were kind of oversight. I do apologize for that. I definitely don't want to add to your docket. I know it's really heavy.
Well, you're not adding to it. You're just a part of it, so you're good. We'll look forward to talking to you first thing in the morning. And teleconference is fine. That's just fine by us, okay?
Okay, fantastic. I want to keep it easy for you all.
All right. Have a great one.
All right, well,
see you in the morning.
Bye. Thank you so much.
I guess my thought was, since he got these in late and he's never talked to me, it sounds like he worked out the other ones. Maybe he could work out these.
Yeah, I told you before, the first day I told you, we just ran out of time.
Sure.
People didn't look at their cards.
I'm not chastising you. I'm just suggesting for before tomorrow if we could,
I don't know if it's before 8:45 and he's waiting on numbers.
I tried last night, like I said, to do the BLH ones. I even texted his wife.
2.5 hours today.
Does he realize he's asking us to go higher? She didn't answer me.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is you might be able to resolve it in the next 2.5 hours. It sounds like it's available. If you, and I know you guys are busy. Just.